again bid you welcome and express appreciation for your being here. And it's always good to get together. And there is an outline in the bulletin this morning if you'd like to follow along with the lesson. I titled my notes, I put thanks again and again, but in the printed one, I just put thanks and then dash giving. I want to be sure the lesson is, let's be sure that we are giving thanks over and over again. So in your bulletin, I've listed several things that the Bible mentions about kind of like an itemized list of what we can thank God for. Number one, in Psalm 92, verse 1, he just said, it's good. It's good to give thanks. Second, in Psalm 30, give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Wow. And number three, in Psalm 119, at midnight, I will rise to give thanks to you. Number four, thanks be to God who gives us the victory. Thank you. Thank you. Number five, just in everything, give thanks. Don't leave anything out. In everything. Then the last one, number six, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And that, as you would know in senior notes, that's just amazing grace, abundant mercy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In the text that was read to us this morning, I'll use that as an introduction to our lesson. As Rick read, he mentioned in the story, in verse 12, there met him, meaning Jesus, ten men who were lepers. Well, they're in need. In other words, all ten had the horrible disease. All ten were leprous. Because of leprosy in the Bible times, it made them unclean. Leprosy, or those that had leprosy, were isolated from society. And many times those who had the leprosy were filled with despair because there wasn't any remedy. What can I do about my leprosy? So they all cried for mercy, all ten. And they cried out, Jesus, and called him Master, said, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on us. And it's interesting, they all received mercy. Exactly what they asked for. In verse 14, it says, as they went, they were cleansed. No more leprosy. Now that's amazing. It's a miracle. Right? Surely. Of course, you already know the ending of the story, but you say, surely they would go back to him and, you know, shake his hand or hug his neck and say, thank you, thank you. But verse 15, it says, one of them, said, return, giving him thanks. So only one expressed the gratitude. One out of ten. So the voice of pleading now becomes a voice of praise. And that's what it says in the text, too. It's interesting. It says with a loud voice. A loud voice. Glorified God, giving thanks. I think when we're blessed, there'll be times in your life and mine when I need to say thank you with a loud voice. Thank you. And so in verse 17, Jesus asked the question, where are the nine? Where are the nine? They didn't return to give thanks. So I put in your notes, they were nearer to Jesus in their affliction than they were in their health. In the bad times, in the leprous times, that's when they shouted out, Lord have mercy. They prayed in their distress. They were silent when thanks should have been offered. Our lesson today is, give me some things to be thankful for. Remember the story of a man in the midst of a terrible storm on a ship. The wind and the waves seemed to have the victory over this man in the ship. So the man falls to his knees and he said, Lord, been a praying man. And I haven't talked to you in 30 years, Lord. However, if you'll hear me this once and get me safely to shore, I promise not to bother you for another 30 years. In the times of distress, we're pretty loud in asking a favor. That's when you notice the Bible also puts ingratitude in an ugly light. The verse is in 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Paul says, this know also. He says, Paul, what do you want me to take to heart? What do I need to know? It says that in the last days, perilous times will come. Right. And then he begins the list of what perilous times will look like. Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, unthankful. Characteristic of perilous times. I can see current generation in many of these. And the list doesn't stop there. These people in these perilous times, he says, they'll be unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power. And then he says, from such people turn away. Unthankfulness, right in that list of things. He said, I wouldn't be associated with people that do these other things. But right in the middle is unthankful, an unthankful people. You know, we as parents, we're always teaching our children to be thankful. Usually you say, oh, what are those magic words? Please and thank you. Don't forget. And if our children receive something and we're close by, if they're not quick to say thank you, we're quick to remind them. And what do you say? Over and over again. And sometimes we may wonder, even us as adults, if we receive something and time has gone by and we say, oh, I forgot to say thanks or write a note of thanks. And we're wondering, I wonder if it's too late. Never too late to say thanks. Even if years have passed by and you remember a good deed or a gift that was given, go back and say, I know I'm late, but I still remember the gift you gave me or the benevolence you showed me or the good deed that came my way from you. I still remember that and I want to say thank you. Never too late. Remember, it's not thanks thinking. It's not thanks wishing. It's thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Let's look at our list, and we'll go through these rather briefly. But number one, in Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2, it says, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. I always wonder, what is it going to take to convince people to be thankful, or even more thankful than they are now? I don't ever diminish being thankful. It's a good thing, he says. You know, if something's good by dictionary definition, if something is good, it conforms to a high standard of morality or virtue. It's a high standard. It's a good thing. It's honorable. Dictionary says it's decent, upright. We're talking about what's a good thing. Just to give thanks. It's virtuous. It's proper. Good manners. It's becoming. It's an expression of doing well. It's a good thing to give thanks. The verse continues. It says it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises to your name? O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Think you haven't been blessed by God? Oh God, I want to praise your name because, and I want to declare your loving kindness in the morning, and I want to declare your faithfulness. I've been blessed. I want to declare your faithfulness. I want to speak. I want to say thanks, God. It's a good thing to do. Number two, in Psalm 30, verse 4, sing praise to the Lord, you saints of His, like us, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holy name. I've used this illustration, but going north on 805 out of Chula Vista, close to Market Street, I haven't seen it in a while, but there used to be a large semi, parked on the road that goes over the freeway. And it said, and on that side of that semi-trailer that was parked there, the message read, Jesus Christ is Lord, and not a swear word. Advertising it. Well, the psalmist said, sing praise to the Lord. Give thanks at the remembrance of His holy name. I want to give thanks to God, to Jesus Christ. I don't want to use it as a swear word. I want to give thanks at His name. In Psalm 111, verse 9, it says, He, meaning God, has sent redemption to His people. He's commanded His covenant forever. Holy and reverend is His name. Another translation says, holy and awesome. So when I think about just God, or just the name of God, or the name Jesus Christ, it's jaw-dropping. I'm in awe. It's God. So he says, sing praise to the Lord, you saints of His. Give thanks just at the remembrance of His name. In Matthew 6, verse 9, remember when the disciples of Jesus came to Him and they made a request. They said, John taught his disciples to pray. Would you teach us to pray? And so Jesus begins with these words, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Reverend be Thy name. He's saying, holy be Your name. Thank God for His holiness. Just at the remembrance of the name of God. Be in awe. Hallowed be Your name. Number three, in Psalm 119, verse 62, says, At midnight I will arise and give thanks to You because of Your righteous judgments. At midnight. So I put in your notes for clarification. It really suggests the dark times in our life, not the actual time on the clock. We don't set your alarms for midnight and say, I'm going to get up and give thanks to God. But he's saying, when there's certain situations that exist in our life, when we're down and out, when things are looking gloomy, when we don't understand the reason for our adversity, I'm in my midnight hour, sometimes people say. I don't want to rise and give thanks. And some of us, or many of us, are in a situation that could be expressed, I'm in a midnight situation in my life. I'm in sorrow. So John Parr is with us today. His sister passed away last week. Time to sorrow. We might be discouraged. Do you have physical ailments? Yeah. Kind of depressed. Am I lonely? Fearful? So the challenge of the psalmist is to see that God is still righteous. That He's still God. Remember a story. I like to
share this one. I've probably told it to you half a dozen times or more. My father-in-law, Daryl, told me this story before he died. He died 12 years ago. So he said, I got up at midnight, so to speak, to use the restroom in his old age. And so when he came out of the restroom, his wife, my mother-in-law, Wilma, was up and had the light on and making the bed. Wilma had Alzheimer's, so she thought that was appropriate. So, but Daryl, I said, well, what'd you do, Daryl? And he said, well, I just had to smile and helped her finish making the bed and went out and sat on the couch with her, put the afghan over us, and I just thank God for all the good years. 62 years of marriage. At midnight, I want to sit on the couch with my wife, cover up, and say thank God. At midnight, I'll rise and give thanks to you because of your righteous judgment. Paul said in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. I'm not thankful for the midnight or those sad times. I'm just thankful that God is there to get us through the night. That's my prayer. Thank God. Thank you, God, for getting me through this. And I'm going to look for that proverbial silver lining. Thank you, God. Well, even at midnight, my father-in-law said, this is an occasion for Thanksgiving. Number four, in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57, this is the chapter on the resurrection of Jesus. And so Paul concludes after he gives this lesson on the resurrection and its value. And so he says, but so thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So because the final victory is ours, the hope of eternal life, we say thank you. That where Jesus has gone, we may go. Thank you. Paul continues in the next verse, in verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, be unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. Knowing, oh, every time I hear that word knowing in the Bible, oh, there's something I need to take to heart. I want to comprehend this. I want to dwell on it. Knowing, he says, why should I be steadfast and immovable? Knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I mean, sometimes they think, is what I'm doing of any value? Am I making a contribution to those who are someone that's sitting beside me? Am I helping family or neighbors or friends? I want to know that my labor is not in vain. May not see the results in my hold it in my hand. Dennis Burchett mentioned last week he was in a closing prayer and he mentioned a phrase that he remembers that C.B. Middleton said. He said, sometimes I just don't when I get up and it's time to attend the assembly, he says, I don't feel like it. But he said, I always try to overcome that and I attend because something may be said, or something may be read. That was the third one, Dennis. No. Something may be sung that I need to hear. Yeah. That's why we have an assembly. If I'm not there, I can't hear what was said. I missed out on the encouraging words, the fellowship, the friendship. Oh, you missed more than just an assembly. You missed an event. Number five, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God's will. In Ephesians 5, verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In everything, give thanks.
Put in your notes, book The Hiding Place, I have. And then one chapter of the book is titled, Thank God for the Loot. One chapter of the book. It's almost a sad situation. You know, we're raising up a generation where World War II is getting so far away that our children, or my grandchildren, may not be aware as we are. You know, I'm old enough now where my dad and my uncles were in that war. You know, so I'm still close to it. But our children, but my grandchildren, they may not know as much as we do. It's still in my memory. So in this book, The Hiding Place, where Corey and her friend Betsy are in a concentration camp, and my grandchildren went along, what's a concentration camp? But in this chapter on Thank God for the Please, Corey and Betsy cries out, Corey cries out, please! She said, Betsy, the place is swarming with them. And here, and another one, I wailed. Corey said, Betsy, how can we live in such a place? So they're going to start praying. Show us, God. Show us how. So Corey, she said excitingly, Yo, God, give us the answer. And then she said, Yo, but before we ask, He always does. You know, and she said, in the Bible this morning, where was it? I want to read that part again. So he said, I glanced down the long dim aisle to make sure no guard was in sight. I drew out the Bible from my pouch. It was in 1 Thessalonians we were reading. We were on our third reading of the New Testament since leaving Scherbenigen, another concentration camp. So in the feeble light, I turned the pages. And here it is. Reading from 1 Thessalonians. Comfort the frightened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. See that none of you repays evil for evil. Always seek to do good to one another. And she said, no, read more. There was something else. She says, oh yes, and do good to one another and to all. Rejoice always. Pray constantly. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. That's it, Corey. That's God's answer. Give thanks in all circumstances. That's what we can do. And we can start right now to thank God for every single thing about these barracks. In a concentration camp. Corey says, I stared at her. Then around me at the dark, fouled, aired room. Says, thanks for what? Such as what? Then he says, such as being assigned here together. Oh yeah, that's right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Such as what you're holding in your hands. I look down at the Bible. Oh yes, thank you, dear Lord, that there was no inspection when we entered here. Thank you for all the women here in the room who will meet you in these pages. Yes, said Betsy. And thank you for the very crowding here. Since we're packed so close, many more will hear. Yes. Such as, and Betsy went on, thank you for the flea. Tom said, please. So that's too much. Betsy, there's no way that even God can make me grateful for a flea. She said, well, the verse said, give thanks in all circumstances. It doesn't say in pleasant circumstances. And fleas are a part of this place where God has put us. So we stood between the piers of bunks and gave thanks for fleas. You see, the soldiers wouldn't come into the barracks as often because of the fleas. So, thank God for all circumstances. You're in a crowded barracks. Next paragraph. As they started arriving soon after 6 o'clock, the women from Barracks 28, tired, sweat-stained, dirty from the long forced labor details. The building, we learned from one of our platform mates, had been designed to hold 400. There are now 1,400 quartered here, with more arriving weekly at concentration camps in Poland, France, Belgium, Austria, as well as Holland, were evacuated toward the center of Germany. Thank God for a situation like that. What can I thank Him for? We're assigned together. For the Bible we hold in our hands. For the crowding that's here because more people can hear the Bible being read. And thank you for please. Also, the last one. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15. This is our invitation. Thanks be unto God for His indescribable gift. Some translations say unspeakable. In other words, I can't find words to say thank you. Thank you, thank you. You almost have to just groan. I just want to say stop. I can't find the words to express it. When I think of your name, it's awesome. Jaw-dropping. For your indescribable gift, amazing grace. And the song says, how sweet the sound. Oh, sweet sound. Saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, now I'm found. I was blind, now I see. Another song we sing, He paid the debt. Oh, I owed a debt that I couldn't pay. I needed someone to take my sins away. Amazing grace. Thank you. Thank you. The way that we respond to that amazing grace is to dedicate our life to God by becoming a Christian, by obeying the good news gospel message. That's why Jesus sent His apostles out into all the world to tell everybody. Don't leave anybody out. In Mark chapter 15, verses 15. Go therefore into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes, I want to believe that good news message of for the wretched person I am. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. I want salvation. And when I obey that good news gospel message of being baptized, I want to say thank you. I can't describe your goodness. We just say, your grace is amazing. Amazing. So let's stand and sing the song that's been selected for us. To respond in a public way. Your desire to be baptized, if that's your resolve, we can accomplish that. If you want to ask Brendan for strength or encouragement, we can also do that too. Simply let your desire and your request be made known at the close of the song.